Chapter 13, Section 3.1, Amber Warning. My areas of concern are, design for constant evolution. When someone talks about how the organization was recently restructured, then this is a signal to me that the organization didn't cope with constant evolution. They may have reformed to a structure which now does, but I see no evidence one way or the other. Think small, as in teams. Given the above, the discussion on how the digital group will expand significantly over the next 2 years raises an eyebrow. I'd want to know more. Are we talking about a hefty department or some cell-based way of operating, for example, two pizza? A bias towards the new, be curious, take appropriate risks. The discussion about the sensors and how it's worth keeping an eye on the market raises another eyebrow. I'd expect to see more directed action towards this change. I'm somewhat comforted by the use of the dataset. Listen to your ecosystems, acts as future sensing engines. When your customers are concerned about the high cost of the system in the market, as was noted in the customer survey, then a response of renewal price will be frozen for the next 2 years is not encouraging. Strategy is iterative, not linear, fast reactive cycles. There is nothing iterative about the strategy proposed. This might just be a reflection of the way it is presented, but it's worth a question. Strategy is complex, there will be uncertainty. There is no concept of uncertainty presented. It's more a set of action statements and a plan which goes far into the future. Be humble, listen, be selfless, have fortitude. From being instrumental to the company's success to the quote, some people just have not found adjusting to this new world that easy, to the observation that the company is clearly proud of its accomplishments, the technological marvel they have created and their ability to deliver against their vision, then there's a touch of entitlement and maybe a bit of arrogance to them.